And welcome back to a new episode of Too Many Trailers. We're the podcast that talks about two trailers every other week. My name's Kelsey.
I'm Marianne.
And we haven't recorded in a month. Ta-da! So we've kind of backrolled a couple of episodes because we had a busy month of traveling.
I was on vacation. Kelsey was on vacation.
It's a miracle that we were on vacation.
I know. We really don't take vacations.
We really don't. And yet, here we are a month later.
Both of us taking vacations.
But we have two trailers.
Two nondescript trailers
For you today. The first one is The Art of Racing in the Rain.
And the second one is Crawl.
You said that like it was being nominated for like Best Picture.
I'm just trying to think of this film being nominated for Best Picture.
And the award for Best Picture goes to Crawl 2019.
On our list of things that would never happen, that's one of them.
Alrighty. So, so we are going to start with The Art of Racing in the Rain. So let's jump right into the behind the trailer facts. We'll start with the director, who is Simon Curtis.
Yes, he has done My Week with Marilyn.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes.
Kelsey was like, I haven't... I do know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do know what you're talking about.
And a few other things, but that's...
That's the only, like, really notable...
Pretty much it. Mm-hmm. He has not, to what I saw on IMDb, I didn't see another film with Animal as a main star.
Good to know. So the writers are... It is Mark Bombach, and the novel is by Garth Steen.
Mark Bombach has done... A lot of things where you're taking the book and moving it over to screenplay. Like, he did Insurgent, the follow-up to Divergent.
Oh, okay.
The second one. He also has done two of the newer Planet of the Apes films. And he did Wolverine. So not Logan, but Wolverine. It came out a while ago.
Is that the origin film? Yeah. Wolverine Origins stories?
Which I remember happening, but I don't remember it.
I remember it just because I remember still being in, like, the Marvel fandom before it was, like, the MCU.
Yeah.
So I remember being like, this is great! And then rewatching it, like, 2 years later, being like, oh, this is not
this
that
is
great.
This is terrible.
Alrighty. So it makes sense that it was, like, a novel. Like, it seems like one of those, like, novels.
It's like Marley and Me.
Yeah, and all the other fucking... Yeah, like...
All the other fucking dog... movies.
Like summer dog books that you would read.
A Dog's Journey.
Marley and Me.
And whatever the hell the other one was that they got in trouble about? A Dog's Purpose.
A Dog's Purpose. Oh, A Dog's Purpose. Anyway,
the composer for The Art of Racing in the Rain, as I wrote it down it's too long, T-A-O-R-I-T-R, which was also really fucking long.
Jesus.
I know.
Thor. I can't even pronounce it.
There's two composers. Volker Bertelmann, and he has done films like Lion and Hotel Mumbai. So, like, opposite ends of the spectrum a little bit. Very far from our Art of Racing in the Rain kind of feel. And then Dustin O'Halloran, who has done...
Wait, I know that name.
You do! He did the music, the composing for The Hate U Give.
Yes.
And Puzzle.
Puzzle! Yes, Puzzle.
He worked with Volker on Lion. So he's done some lighter stuff, it felt like, than Volker has.
Mm-hmm.
But, still no...
Still nothing within the
Nothing concept. Within, like, that's like a G-rated film.
Yeah.
That I saw from either film.
Alright, so the stars are the cast, one would say, as well. We have Kevin Costner, Amanda Seyfried, Milo Ventimiglia, Gary Cole, Kathy Baker, Martin Donovan, Karen Holness, Al Sapienza, Ryan Kara Armstrong, Andres Joseph McKinley, Belcher III, Nicole Anthony Eliza, and Lily Dodsworth.
dog's name?
There's no credit for the dog.
What the fuck?
That's the first problem with this movie I have. There is no
I'm gonna toss credit this notebook.
For the dog.
I'm gonna toss my notebook outside. Yeah. Like, fuck throw it this out movie. Fuck this movie. Why wouldn't you credit the dog?
So we're gonna credit the dog right now. His name's Buddy.
Oh my god.
And there's like four dogs. They're all named Buddy because...
Shut up. Oh my god, you're making it up. Kelsey, hear us. I was like, Kelsey did
you
the
were
extra.
So, I was like, oh wow, you're following this bit hard. I was like...
Well, I was like, Kelsey did the extra research.
Do you want to jump right into the trailer discussion?
On that note, sure.
All right, great. All right, so serious safety hazards that I have problems with in the beginning, the beginning of this trailer. Like, obviously, they're not, like, real car racing rules, because they wouldn't be, like, racing in the rain. So this is, like, some off-road, like, back racing stuff.
Some Fast and Furious
shit. Some Fast and Furious shit within this trailer.
Fast and Furious plus dogs. That's literally how they're trying
dogs
to make
this. Dogs, Fast and Furious.
Oh my god. What a bit. That'd be a great film.
Too good, too furious.
Two good boys.
Oh my god.
The opening with the voiceover of Kevin
Did
Costner.
Did you think it was Jeff Bridges? Because I thought it was Jeff Bridges.
The only reason I really knew it was Kevin Costner is because I looked at it beforehand.
Right.
But that literally when I sent this to Kelsey, I was like, I hope there's the opening has a voiceover from the dog. And then it did! I was like, this is everything I knew.
This is everything it is.
Everything I expected it to be.
Yeah. And they like really think that they're smooth with like the switch being like, you think that's me, but it's not.
And I was like, yeah, I know, because that's not Milo Ventimiglia's voice.
Yeah.
God,
clearly.
Not.
I mean, it could be like older Milo Ventimiglia, but however, they thought they were smooth through like it almost was like a record scratch. Like they could have put in that phrase for yeah, I'd be like, yep, that's me. Here's how I got there.
Literally oh, like a 90s sitcom.
But actually. God.
Ridiculous.
The amount of like gross fade outs, like this.
This fade is out just cuts. Like
this has been a hard yeah. like trend within the past few trailers we've seen over the past month or so that they've been doing, and they need to friggin' stop.
I know. This is ridiculous.
It really is, because of the fact that it really takes away from like me just enjoying this trailer. I mean, now that I, like we're like actually watching it and we're actually like scrutinizing every which way about it, it really takes away from the enjoyment of a thing. Just let it play out, all right? We don't need those fade outs. I understand you have a quota to fill with in terms of time and length, but it's okay if a full trailer is going to be a minute long. I'm not expecting
right.
it to be like 3 minutes long, because then you're just going to show the whole film.
Please no. This already felt really long. This trailer, I was like, wow, we're
very
still
long.
Going.
We're still watching this trailer.
Still chugging along. All right. But it was just like everything I expected it to be, mm-hmm. and that's not necessarily a good thing.
It's
like, so yeah. they had the voiceover, and then they had a little bit, and then they had the inspirational song in the background. They had the dog narrating the whole thing.
Yeah.
They were, you know, it showed them like having a family.
Yeah.
I was like, look, it's every other movie with dogs.
No,
we've
it
ever
really
had.
Is. And it like to me it was like a Nicholas Sparks movie if
Oh my
Nicholas,
god, with
wait,
dog.
No, if okay, it, Nicholas ready. Sparks movie drank a Budweiser. Because of the fact that it had the cars, it had like the woman, it had the dog, and it was like all I needed him was drinking like a Michelob Ultra and being like, yeah, I just love racing. Like I just needed that, and the trailer would have been like, wow, this is just what people think America is like. I mean,
wow, I'm writing down this quote that Kelsey just said because I want to use it.
It's
all
just
the time. If Nicholas Sparks book drank a Budweiser,
it's so cheap, like cheap cliche. Of
I know,
a film.
Like you already know that, like all of these other dog films that are literally the exact same thing except minus the race cars,
right?
Are already like not doing too great because everybody's like, oh, it's another because same dog we've movie. Seen
but like why are you gonna make another one and then just add this one tiny thing in here? Like I get that it's based off of a book.
Right.
But people also need
but it's also writing books like, that are but like the book this. Is can also be just part of like a churned out like publication, just like every single Nicholas Sparks like book or book like Nicholas Sparks. That they try to be like, oh, we're gonna have this like happy white heterosexual couple that has
and
a
this
great
time
life.
They're in a lake house.
Yeah,
last or this time they were on the river.
Yeah, and or this time they're in the forest. And it's just, it's like, we get it.
Yep.
You know, we don't have to have the same fucking thing again.
Over and over.
And over. It's just, it gets like aggravating because I know there could be so much more to a story than just. He travels with him throughout his whole life as a race car driver.
And then you know at part of the movie, like, mm-hmm. because this is what they do with every dog movie, the dog's going to die.
Because it's also produced by the same people who did Marley and Me. And as soon as I saw that, I'm like, the dog's going to die.
So it's either, do they put down the dog or does the dog die?
Okay.
But that's going to be like the very end cliff, the very end twist kind of thing,
yeah.
I guess. And then... That's going to be like the
right, to me,
film.
I think that he gets so old that they have to put him down because of the fact that...
That's what they did
the
in Marley
ones,
and Me.
They did that in Marley and Me, and B, there's a scene in the trailer where he's taking, like, him, like, in the race car, letting his, like, ears blow in the wind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
and
it was
like,
his
that's
last
his last ride in the race car.
Okay, I did start choking up at that point, too, but, like what's the plot? Give me a plot. I just need a plot.
There is no plot. The plot is that the man... is a race car driver and his dog enjoys being with him in the pit.
That's not a movie. That's a greeting card. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I think so what happened is that Marley and Me was super successful and they were like, we could make all of the dog books into movies now. No, you can't.
No.
Marley and Me was already like that cliche, like you got everything that was going to happen, but at least it was funnier because... It was about his whole job was writing about the dog.
Right.
And that was
Oh yeah.
That was entertaining.
Right, because it showed his ups and downs with it and like it showed like it connected with the audience because it's like, oh, sometimes taking care of a dog's not the easiest thing in the world.
Right. Right. And this one is just gonna be like, let me idolize dogs.
Right. And we already do that.
Just in our normal life.
Right.
When we're like, oh, I pet a dog today.
I pet 7 doggos at the park. And so it makes it just so much cheaper that you're just like, look, a dog.
I know. That they're like, and here, I didn't write a plot, but I put a dog in the movie.
Right. And it's also like, not to be like, golden retrievers have privilege in films. However.
Oh my god. The privilege of golden retrievers.
They just are always
can't.
In films. Like, give me a chihuahua or something.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Okay, give me
it's
a good,
a
better film, like, with a chihuahua. Or, like, a different breed, like a bulldog, maybe.
Yeah.
That, like, you don't expect to be, like, a
or
race
bull
or a pit bull. Or a pit bull. That's a nicer thing.
Let's change some
expectations of
thank
society
you.
Upon
thank
pit
you.
Bull.
Upon pit bulls.
Because pit
they're
bulls.
They're also nice and sweet.
They're the sweetest dogs I've ever met.
They're
so I feel like maybe let's, I mean, I love golden retrievers, don't get me wrong. I've had one growing up, it was the sweetest dog I ever knew. However,
you had a golden retriever.
I did have a golden retriever. However, I just feel as though golden retrievers are always used as like the, I mean, granted they are pretty easy to train and everything.
They're the ideal dog.
They're
just
also,
it's literally like having a white family, like
yeah.
White nuclear family with your two perfect children,
right.
And then your golden retriever.
It's honestly, that's what it is. And I think that, and I feel like whenever like there's like a family of color, they're always like the pit bull, or they always have, you mm-hmm. know, more aggressive dogs. And it's like, okay, why don't we like kind of flip
get
the script?
Get a Rottweiler.
Get like. Exactly. And it's always stereotypical, I should mm-hmm. say, for them to have like the quote unquote meaner of the dogs.
Absolutely.
I
have some questions.
Yes, absolutely.
About this movie and about the dogs, or dog, who mm-hmm. knows? Do you think this dog gets to go in the race car more than at the end of his life?
Yes.
Okay.
As I know the film.
Do you think this dog is going to voice over a lot in the film?
Unfortunately so, I think. Wait, you know what? No.
Okay.
I don't feel... I feel as though at times, maybe like, definitely at the beginning,
Okay, yes.
Definitely maybe like midway through and definitely at the end. I feel like more so that this dog is probably going to have more of a conscious thought than, like, you know, I think that, like, he'll, like in the, when he's looking at Amanda Seyfried's character, like, I feel like he'll be more personified. However, I do not feel as though he'll be voicing over every, like, quiet moment, because I feel like they'll at least hopefully try and make that better decision and not take away from, like, what you're watching. However, I do feel at times he'll be like, and that's where Dave made a crucial mistake.
God, I hope that's a true light of this film.
Okay, and then to the point of a dog's purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this dog was under safe working conditions?
I think so. I don't think that there were many points as to where he could not be under safe working conditions. Granted, it's just a trailer. I don't know if he's like in some torrential downpour. I don't think so.
My whole face just dropped.
It dropped.
It was like a torrential downpour. I was like, no! It can't rain on the dog!
However, maybe during like a couple of shots, he'll be in like a car. But I feel like more CGI might be used just because of what happened with like the dog's purpose, I feel like. Okay. I feel like they'll be like, okay, let's like, we'll have
let's
to spend a little
that.
Money, but we'll be like, won't be under scrutiny by people if we do it. You know? Or not like harm the animal. Like a normal person.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's all my thoughts.
That's fine. That's pretty much all my thoughts, too. Would you be seeing this film at all?
No.
I like how I didn't even have to list. I was like, I mean, I'm just going to skip right to it.
Yeah, will you be seeing this movie? You're like, I'm not even going to ask three questions.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Me either.
No,
because I just don't like to cry during film that much.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'd be sobbing a lot. I mean, I cried during the trailer, so I feel like, nah.
I'm good,
I'm
thanks.
Good, thanks. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was the quickest discussion we've ever had about any film trailer ever,
yeah, pretty
maybe?
Much. I think the Slice of Life episode was pretty short, so I feel like we were pretty condensed on that.
Yeah,
but
that
it's definitely up there, I think.
I think so. All right. Well, we're going to take a real quick break.
And then we'll be back to discuss
Crawl.
And the winner is
Crawl.
And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your little break.
From our voices.
And from our discussion points. We are back and we're going to talk about the movie Crawl.
2019.
Oh, yes. Very important.
Very important.
So, you want to jump into some behind the trailer facts?
I mean, that's what we usually do. So, yeah. Absolutely.
Let's do it.
All right. So, the director is Alexander Aja. And he's the director from... People would know him from The Hills Have Eyes.
And Horns.
What's
Horns? The with Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh my God!
I saw it and I was like, "Well, I need to write this down."
Oh my God! I
blacked out
that film.
Yeah, that's a film.
Oh boy, yes. Then we have the writers, Michael Rasmussen and Sean Rasmussen.
They've done some small horror stuff together.
Okay.
All their stuff's together. They've done, I don't know if any of these ring a bell for anybody else here, but I don't watch horror films, so I was like, I'll write down two of them.
Mm-hmm.
The Ward and The Inhabitants.
Nope, not ringing a bell for me.
Didn't think so.
All right.
Okay, great. The composers, two composers again.
Oh my God.
Are Max Arouge, and he has done, Stefan Thumb. And they've both done what stood out to me the most. Well, they did some horror.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Story of God with Morgan Freeman, which was like a television special.
Oh, right.
And I was like, all right.
All right.
So they did the composing for that.
Cool.
But they've done a lot of horror, so they're going to work well
sense.
With this
yeah.
genre.
So for our cast, we have Kaya Scodelario. Ding, 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 Marianne's hands up. We stop.
So, Kaya Scodelario is going to be our
Rainbow Connection.
As I was writing my notes on Kaya, I was like hearing Kelsey's voice singing the Rainbow Connection in my head, which was great. So, if you all don't know who Kaia Scodelario is, she was Effie in Skins, so she was a main character for the first and second generations mm-hmm. of UK Skins, which is the only Skins that matter, let's be real. And in the second generation of Skins, we have an incredible couple. Emily and Naomi, and they were fabulous and wonderful. And they were pretty great, and they told a very wonderful love story between the two of them.
That's great.
Pretty much everything I got, but Kaia Scodelario is lovely and wonderful. And great.
Great.
That's all I got.
Cool. Then we have Barry Pepper, Ross Anderson, Anson Boone, Jose Palma, Morfydd Clark, Nina Pilbicervic, Anna Maria Cerda, Savannah Stinn, Giovanna Draga, and Colin McFarlane.
I didn't know there were going to be that many people in this film.
Yeah.
I really thought it was going to be like 10. Handful.
Well, there is kind of like 10.
Okay.
But I thought I didn't realize it was going to be like that small of a cast. I mean, granted, most of them are probably just like extras. So, Florida, where bad shit happens.
Literally, I wrote in all caps, Florida, my favorite crazy state.
I just like, I'm shocked that more crazy movies don't happen, like don't take place in Florida.
Considering the crazy shit that real life headlines that come out of Florida where it's like, Florida. Alligator robs man. Like that's a headline I could believe coming out of Florida.
Yeah, my favorite one was like all about like when the basalt craze started to happen down there when they're like, man with face burned off, robs gun store. You're just like, what the fuck?
That's Florida for you.
Yeah, that's definitely Florida.
Why haven't we like, you know how they keep saying that, like, with tectonic plates shifting and things like that, that California could break off?
Right.
Why the fuck can't Florida break off?
Honestly, if Florida was on that continental-type divide of tectonic plates, that'd be great for the rest of the U.S. Maybe not so much for Florida, for them becoming an island.
Bye, Florida!
Also, if we have any fans in Florida, we love you.
We love you very much, and we also love your beautiful state.
It's given me sunburn more than once, so I'm not that happy about it. However, that's probably due to me not putting enough sunscreen on it, so I take blame on that.
You have very beautiful beaches.
I love that there was an ASL interpreter, like, in front
of you. Oh my gosh,
you.
Right?
Wasn't that so great? I was like, you know what? You go, crawl.
I know. my favorite quote of this entire thing, which I only remember one of,
right.
Is during that press conference where they're talking about, like, whatever crazy shit's happening in Florida. It's like a fucking hurricane.
A category 5 hurricane.
Then fucking, like, alligators. Also, they evacuate the whole state of Florida, but, like, is the hurricane really going to take over the entire state of Florida?
If it was a category 5, it'd be that bad. They would have to...
We've had other Category 5 hurricanes. We haven't evacuated an entire state.
They've evacuated, like, Texas, which is, like...
But not the whole state.
I mean, it's also Texas is, like, 3 times the size of Florida.
Yeah, but Florida's a large...
Is it, though?
Almost just said a large country. Oh, God.
No, but, like, is Florida, like, that big, though? I mean, comparatively to Connecticut, absolutely. However, if you really think about it, it's really just the size of Georgia.
Oh, it's bigger than Georgia. Longer landmass.
Longer, but doesn't mean, I mean, it's not wider. It's a relatively, it's like a pretty thin state. Like, if you think about it, like,
all right. I thought it was excessive that we were evacuating.
Well, I mean, like, okay, let's think
but
about
it. But I guess that makes sense. I guess that makes sense if the hurricane is moving. Because that it could move from around one coast to the other.
And then there's the panhandle.
Oh my gosh, Kelsey is drawing a diagram.
That is what the Category 5 looks like. Florida.
Hurricane and Florida.
And if we see here on the diagram, that's very accurate to everything. If we, like, look at the diagram, we can see that... Category fives are really big. Hurricanes are dangerous and like residualing and could move, and there's just a lot of factors, I guess, into it. So yeah, the whole state of Florida can just like peace out.
All right, fine. Do you think only the state of Florida had to evacuate, or did Georgia also?
Georgia, part of Georgia and part of Alabama, and maybe part of like Mississippi had to evacuate too.
Wow.
Just because
what about like North and South Carolina? Did it go all the way up the coast?
I don't think so. Maybe like it might have like gone in, like could go in and then like turn back around back into the Atlantic Ocean depending on wind speeds.
Wow, we got a fucking meteorologist up in here.
You know what?
So my favorite quote from that press conference, news conference, was, "We won't be able to come for you."
Yeah,
they were talking about
like, you're fucking screwed, essentially.
They were literally like, "We are not sending anybody." And then like two seconds into the trailer, she's like, "I need help." And then help arrives, and I'm like,
"Come on.
What happened? We won't be able to save you."
Right. I mean, like, why do like white people always wait for the last fucking minute to like
to evacuate?
To evacuate.
Well,
well,
there are actually a lot of socioeconomic reasons as to why people don't evacuate, but I know what you're saying.
Right. I think I'm more talking about in like films. Like I understand like the social and
not
like,
in real life.
Not
but
in real
movies.
Life. No, I understand like the real socially economic type of reasons as to people as why like they don't evacuate and why they don't take certain safety precautions, because it is expensive to haul your whole family out, and I do unfortunately understand as to why they leave their animals behind. I mean, it sucks, but I understand, like, the economic reasons behind it.
We're gonna come under fire from PETA.
I'm talking about in a socially constructed way.
I know.
I don't, not to say I approve of it, because I don't. A dog's purpose, alright?
But you're right, no. Like, why does this have to happen this way?
Like, it always happens in disaster films. Also, is this a disaster film or a... like
or a monster
film. I mean, it can it be both?
So what happened first? Were the alligators there? Or... we have a lot of... I have so many questions. Literally one of my notes is, I have so many questions. Did the hurricane come in and then everything was flooding so the alligators were like... and the alligators were like, I'll live here now. And they were like...
right.
You know, came up into everybody's homes because they were like, it's all water. Everybody's got to go. Or are these... is it like the Meg, mm-hmm. where like you get far enough deep in the water, with like the hurricane?
Do you think that an alligator lives in like 20,000 feet under the sea?
You don't know. It's
it's a fucking land mammal.
It could be.
It's both an aquatic and land mammal. It has like, legs. It has legs.
Yes, but what if the alligator we're seeing, because we don't get really great shots of its full body.
True.
We get like one really good full body shot.
This is the most I've ever seen you scrutinize a monster movie.
I know. Except for the Meg.
Except for the Meg.
But we're getting on that level. Because what if these were like prehistoric dinosaur alligator things?
Right.
Which terrify me and haunt me in my sleep.
I think.
And what if the hurricane and how terrible it was like really like... like in like causing such commotion in the...
the ocean... are these lake alligators or are these ocean alligators? I gotta know.
Because I'm thinking if they're the prehistoric ones, they've been like hiding out really deep in the water and then they were like, Kelsey, stop, wait.
You're going really deep into this. I'm impressed.
And then these prehistoric crocodiles.
They're alligators, all right?
And then these prehistoric animals,
and
we are unsure of what they are exactly, what if they came up, and that's why they're really super, super aggressive?
All right. So, like, the theory of evolution, essentially?
Sure.
All right, so what I think, all right,
do you think they're alligators or crocodiles?
I'm 25 years old, and I still can't determine the difference between crocodiles and alligators, so.
That's why we don't live in Florida.
All right, great.
I think they're dinosaurs.
Cool. So what I think happens, I think those are, like semi-normal type alligators. Alligators are, like, real fucking big.
You're damn right.
So I feel as though it could just be like a larger than normal alligator, because
that's
I feel
true.
Like they don't advertise it as like a monster film. They advertise it as a...
the whole poster was like the alligator in the water.
Yeah, they don't advertise it as like something's new in the water. Like they're just being like, watch the fuck out for this animal.
Do you think there are multiple alligators?
I do. I do think that there are multiple alligators because of the fact that I feel like they need more than one twist in this film. Because I feel like
so. What if a prehistoric dinosaur comes and eats the other alligator, and then everybody's like, "Oh fuck!" Like in the Meg.
So
when they,
I still feel spoilers for the Meg. So what I feel as though it's going to happen is that because what we've seen in the trailer, which I do feel as though has really good music moments, like the
The sound effects of the music fantastic. Was amazing.
I really like that.
I feel like I watched the entire film.
Right.
But it had great sound effects. Like, when they had the really water dripping right. on the pipes.
And, like, the and different, then, like, sounds of the water.
Yes.
I thought that was fantastic.
And then they...
The tape measure.
Mm-hmm. And then when she bit down, when she was, like...
Right.
Either amputated or whatever she was doing. Or, like, tying or suturing. And she bit down. And then also, at the same time, when they were saying, oh, I'm going to bang on the pipes because it blocks their senses or whatever. And then you heard the banging.
Right.
And the dripping, it was
phenomenal.
Yeah, well, sound mix.
I thought it was really good.
The award.
The nomination for best sound mixing goes to Crawl 2019. So I feel as though that because we've seen that she goes into the house before, like the water levels really, really start to rise.
She's alligator's for her
like
dad.
Like the alligator's already technically there. So I feel like the alligator is actually looking for, like, shelter because it's scared.
Or food
because they know that, like, there's, like,
yeah.
food, like, more yeah. food around that's being pushed around probably because they've eaten before, probably other people.
And you're probably right about shelter because the twist part the way through the trailer is you find some eggs.
Right, and so I feel like it's probably a mom protecting its babies and
yeah.
trying to be like, oh, hey, this alligator was actually here before the hurricane. And was actually, like, being like, oh, because I'm trying to protect my babies, probably from, like,
yeah, because, poachers or whatever. Because and because animals can sense changes in weather patterns.
Right, exactly.
Like that way before humans can.
Right.
So she was probably like, I need to have my babies
safe.
Somewhere safer than, like, just, like, on the shore right. or wherever.
So I feel like it's more of a story of a mother protecting her kin than a monster movie.
Dinosaurs.
Exactly. And right. I feel, yeah, but I think that the real danger is that when we go through the trailer, it's actually that the water levels are rising and that they can't really go anywhere because they might drown.
Yeah.
So it becomes more of a story about survival on both parts rather than just a thriller about, like, being eaten.
Well, Jesus, Kelsey, when you put it that way.
Look, it's a better movie.
Oh, I know, this is good. Oh my gosh, when you were talking about the rising water levels, when she's like in the shower, do you know what I automatically had flashbacks from?
What?
They had this really good top shot in the water. It looked kind of greenish, and I was like, it's like in Titanic.
Titanic, the movie, Crawl.
I can't wait to post a comparison picture of that shot from Titanic and that shot from Crawl.
That's gonna be a good post.
I can't wait.
Is it okay if I say my last note?
Yeah, my other notes were just lots of questions, like, are these regular alligators? Multiple? Dinosaurs? How long have the eggs been there? Will anyone have limbs at the end of this movie? How many people will survive? Will the alligators rule Florida?
She will have 3 limbs by the end of the movie. Because she puts her hand to shoot the alligator, feel like that's gonna get
gonna go chomp.
Yeah, that's gonna go chompy chomp. Title of the episode, chompy chomp.
I'm ready for your last note.
Shockingly, the better trailer of the two.
I know. Besides, I wish it had been a little shorter.
There were a little shorter, less fade out cuts, and but honestly, I mean, other than the absurdity of the plot of this film, there's actually a plot.
And unlike
the Art of Racing in the Rain. And the fact that there's more better music cues and
yes,
everything.
Yes.
And it's better. Like, it's just a better
composed
trailer. Right. Exactly. But yeah.
Kelsey, would you like to see this film in theaters at home? Not at all.
I'd probably watch it on Netflix at like 2 a.m. in the morning.
Why do you watch these things at 2 a.m. in the morning?
That's a great question. I don't have an answer to.
It's okay.
This is
a thing that I need to watch at like 12 p.m.
Oh,
when the sun is out, when there's no water approaching me, when I'm not going to the beach.
Right. And I just feel like it's just one of those films like you can just like mindlessly watch and yeah. like stop in between and be like, oh, I'll take a break or I'll go to bed. And then I'll like wake up and maybe finish it. I don't know.
How do you live your life that way?
I'm constantly anxious. So it's
no
different.
I think watching this in the middle of the night would make me constantly
right.
anxious.
Well, I know that like I live about a story above water. So I wouldn't like, I don't have any qualms about an alligator.
Oh, unlike
plus,
me.
Unlike you.
Every time I
also
watch like a big monster movie about in the ocean, it takes me a while to go back in the water.
Right. Also, we live in Connecticut, so I have no reason to be scared of alligators or crocodiles.
Unless they're prehistoric dinosaurs that are just sitting at the bottom of the ocean waiting to rise up and kill everybody.
Could you imagine, if there was any alligators in the Long Island fucking Sound?
Oh my god!
It'd be dead because of the amount of gasoline in it. You just see, like, the two, like, the four claws just, like, floating along.
I hope so.
Oh,
I hope that's, as much as I don't want to hurt animals.
You just want to see it. You just want to be like, I knew it.
I was just thinking I'd really like to be safe from alligators.
Yeah. Oh, right. Boy. All right. Great episode. Great discussion. Marianne, would you see this film? Theaters, at home, not at all?
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Shocker.
However, mm-hmm. if I had to choose between the two of these films, it would be a little bit of a tougher call than I thought.
Really?
Because, like, I probably wouldn't want to be terrified
right.
by a crawl.
Mm-hmm.
But also, The Art of Racing the Rain sounds so painful.
Yeah, it's just,
watch.
It's like, that really seems like a, oh boy, what time is it?
Yeah, like a, how many minutes do we have left?
I'd be like, and I'm not the type of person to like be on my phone in theaters, but I feel like I'd be the one like scrolling through Twitter.
Yeah.
Feeling, all right.
Absolutely.
Let's see what's going on.
I'm like, I'll look up when there's a plot point.
Right, exactly. God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Well, this
great
was
discussion.
A wonderful animal themed episode. To kick off your July, folks.
Yeah, the theaters are really biting the bottom of the barrel for their films.
Right. It is summer. Like, this should be the time of summer. Giant blockbuster
Well, there
films.
Is. I mean,
and there are some.
There are some, but not as many as you'd think. I mean,
right.
I guess because,
right.
like, Men in Black didn't really do that well.
Even though it has Tessa Thompson
Even
in it.
Even though
I
it has
understand.
Tessa Thompson in it. Spider-Man. I mean, obviously, it's going to be, like, it's going to do well, but I feel like I just, I'm not getting, like, the hype behind it.
I know.
I don't
Unbelievable.
Know. And I don't see really anything for, like, really, like, late July or August. We're still going to have an episode for you, but, like...
It might be getting a little worse
we're
than
gonna
this.
We might be scraping the
so
bottom
sorry.
Of the barrel, but...
You're just going to have to bear with us a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. We have another episode in July, then we have San Diego Comic-Con. Hopefully something good's going to come out of that one.
Oh, everything good
That's
comes out
true.
Of San Diego Comic-Con. I'm not that worried. Nah.
You have higher hopes than I do.
Worried. Well, I'm going to get to see all the DC.
That's true. Yeah.
Universal
well, Marvel's
movies.
Coming back to Hall H, though. And
I know.
And I think a lot of it's going to be for the Disney Plus stuff, which I'm excited about. So.
You know, if they release all that stuff, we're just doing DC and Marvel.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
We
no, I'm okay
we
with that.
We don't have time for any fucking
No, because
else.
If they release the trailer for the Falcon and Winter Soldier,
mm-hmm.
I will literally cry. Anyway, so you want to do some business?
Yeah, let's do a little business.
Let's do a little business.
First, mm-hmm. On our day of recording, we're recording on July 1st, i.e. the night before we're posting. So if you live Oops. In Canada, happy Canada Day.
Woohoo!
It's the most joyous day of the year. Also, if you live in the United States, it's almost the 4th of July, so happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. If you have any pets, please make sure they're safe
That's
and
right.
comfortable. Make sure that if you are a veteran or have any sort of PTSD in terms of fireworks, please be safe. Please find the most comfortable place in your home mm-hmm. or a place of rest, or if you can get to a place where there's not too many fireworks, that'd probably be the best thing. However, if you are not able to do that, please take care of yourself. Noise-canceling headphones or listening to something on your laptop will probably be best. If you are a veteran, thank you for your service. If you want to celebrate safely.
Yeah. Make good choices.
911 is an easy phone number to call for any emergencies. Mm-hmm. Go to the emergency room, you know.
If needed.
But have fun, be safe. That's all I can say. Happy July 4th.
Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day.
Also, happy day after the end of Pride Month. We hope that everybody was celebrating.
Safely and having fun.
Safely, and everybody enjoyed different events for your level of how you like to celebrate Pride in your own life.
In your own life, whether it be out and proud or just waving a flag in your home. If you want to listen to us more, you're more than welcome to subscribe to us on iTunes, Overcast, Anchor, and now, I don't think we've said it on...
We haven't!
We're now on Spotify!
Kelsey is the best.
Thank you.
And she put us on Spotify.
So, you're more than... We have all current 42 episodes, including this one, now up for your listening pleasure on Spotify. All bonus episodes free. As per always, feel free to subscribe or listen to us there. Same thing with Anchor, iTunes, and Overcast at Too Many Trailers. That's TWO Many Trailers. You can rate and review us on iTunes. 5 stars, preferable. But again, it's your own opinion.
All right. And to find us on social media, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Too Many Trailers, like Kelsey spelled, TWO Many Trailers. We usually post about our new episodes. Mm-hmm. We'll post some other stuff when things are going on.
Right.
So catch us there. And then if you have any longer things that you'd like to tell us about, questions, comments, concerns.
The difference between alligators and crocodiles, please help me.
If this... It's going to be a prehistoric dinosaur alligator-y kind of thing, and you have proof as to why, send it to me so I can show it to Kelsey.
And you can send it to Marianne or me at toomanytrailers@gmail.com. That's TWOmanytrailers@gmail.com. any other parting thoughts before we hit the road?
I think that's it. We covered
everything. We covered most of it. All right, so don't judge movies by their trailers. Leave that up to us. Have a great whenever. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.